Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
This will end the Saints' eight-game winning streak against the Chicago Bears as Caleb Williams takes a knee, and the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2 in a season, and that's where you probably temper your enthusiasm a little bit if you're a Bears fan, because you saw it last year. Look ahead, though, and there are some winnable opportunities coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a nice job playing, you know, winning football. They're starting to get a feel offensively. They've scored some points, and the defense is playing better and better, so they're playing good football.
The Ravens are on the docket for Sunday at noon in Baltimore.
And it has been ugly, man.
And the Bears are looking to have big fun in Baltimore.
1-5, Lawrence Holmes. Is that good for a team that a lot of people pick to go to the Super Bowl?
It is not.
Baltimore, what's that?
The Baltimore Sun had a huge expose. We mentioned it yesterday about how the Ravens were essentially soft. The core of the team is soft.
Now, our guy Alex Kuhn actually had some thoughts about that piece and other pieces about the Baltimore Ravens. Alex?
Isn't it interesting that Todd Monken was the one who took most of the arrows in this piece? And it came after John Harbaugh publicly criticized Todd Monken to the media?
Are you saying that it's possible that one of the sources, because then they say they had like 25 sources or something like that, is it possible that one of the sources on that piece is John Harbaugh?
Seems like it, and he has vigorously defended his defensive coordinator, Zach Orr, who has been awful this season. So I feel like the Baltimore Ravens have real problems.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that and you put that context on it, because as I was reading this piece earlier in the week on the Ravens and Harbaugh having been there for 12 years since they won the Super Bowl, he has a way of shielding himself when things go bad there in spurts. Like, he's not responsible for the offense. He's the special teams guy, right? And he's the overseer of such things. And one AFC coach was quoted in this piece from Mike Sando and said, Harbaugh will get the band back together on defense. He'll fire a couple of guys on offense for effect, and he will roll on, is what Mike Sando had surmised. That fits with Alex's thought process.
It's just like you, your fantasy team. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta set an example and
Amen.
Be like, hey, I'm cutting this guy so the rest of you guys understand.
To send a message.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I do. And my team is doing much better now. Thanks for noticing. I'm glad you referenced the fantasy. They're going to reference like radio partners of the past or something like that. Then I just find a way to move on, you know, and
shield.
We got no choice in this business.
Yeah,
that's very true.
You can't just sit there.
Yeah, these people who are, you know, insulated and they survive year after year after year. What can you say about these people? Oh, wait, I'm also one of those.
You're also one of those, Danny. Danny, I mean, your list of ex-hosts is enormous. We don't publicize that enough. Everybody knows my list is in the 40s. What's your list, Mr. Man?
Huh.
Very interesting.
Been sitting in that chair for a long time.
Looking awfully comfortable over there.
Maybe it's you.
That's right. What number person is Alex to sit next to you on that side of the glass? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, actually.
Eight? Ten? I don't know. You ever done that math?
Yeah.
I've never done the math.
All right, well, you know, I was told there'd be no math, but there comes a time. There comes a time.
Yes. Back to the Ravens.
Yes.
So.
They're a mess.
They are a mess. And it's funny because didn't they bring in like a babysitter for Zach Orr last year? I forgot who it was. But it was like an old school like defensive coordinator face came in there and was working with Zach Orr last year.
Oh, that's interesting, because he replaced Wink Martindale, who was great as the host of Tic-Tac-Doe and as the defensive coordinator for the Ravens.
Yeah, to do both of those jobs is
tough, man.
That's Brian Billick-esque.
That's really hard to
be able
to
be in both of those places.
And now that you're right, they had
there was
somebody.
A defensive consultant,
Dean Pease.
That's who it was.
Oh, there it
old
is.
Old school Dean Pease.
It's just because Dick LeBeau wasn't available.
I was going to guess Phil Snow.
I was going to guess Al Snow. But yeah, Dean Pease came in there because a lot of people think that Zach Orr is someone who will
eventually... Don't you hate when the Dean Pease people stop you down on Michigan Avenue? You're just trying to get some coffee or Chipotle?
That's what Butkus and Eberflus were bonding about. Reading Dean Pease. That's what they were doing.
Snapping peas.
Uh-huh.
But there are a lot of people who think that Zach Orr has the makeup to someday be a head coach.
Uh-huh.
And so with him struggling in the first year,
he's
like, here, let's bring in Dean Pease to help him out. And now it's year two, and that defense is still struggling. I stand by the idea that as much of a disaster as they are, and I think that Alex is on to something, I think the biggest problem is they're injured. I think that's their biggest issue.
I know. Yes, you are on record with that. But that Baltimore Sun expose said, among other things, one veteran player said to the Baltimore Sun, quote, "It was that Bills game that put a beating on us in week one, mentally.
The week one game.
And it felt like everything was ending. Even though it was the first game, we let that carry over." That is some soft-ass-ish right there for a team with championship aspirations.
They lost 41-40. Yes, they scored 16 points in 2 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah, but it happens.
It was a competitive game.
Yes, it's the NFL.
And their schedule has been an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for you. You're a good team. You're a good team, and you got marquee games early on in the season. Deal with it. But John Harbaugh is standing strong in the face of all this stuff, isn't he? He's standing strong. He's firm. He's comfortable. He believes in his leadership and all of that, right?
Well, let's talk about the leadership for a second. Because when I heard the story that...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal arc machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
The ping pong tables had been removed, and it's the No Fun League in Baltimore. I immediately thought that the head coach was trying some hairy high school stuff.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. It's not? But you know, because that's what I thought, that the because he removed all the distractions, right?
Right. That's what you're led to believe, but that might not be 100% true. Here's what Harbaugh had to say about the story in the Baltimore Sun.
For a matter of clarity, there was this report out that the coaches had all these games and extracurriculars removed from the locker room. Can you put in any clarification? Was that the players or the coaches?
I would say that the report was inaccurate and false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone by the equipment guy, and that a couple of veteran players got together and decided they wanted to take that stuff out. So my pinball machine that I had gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So
really?
I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage room somewhere, I guess. I'll take it home. I'll take it back home. I like pinball.
Can we find it?
You want it in the media room. Maybe it's in the media room right now. It's not. Okay. You would notice. Okay. That's why you're really asking. I see.
You don't need distractions.
John, you probably want to have a slightly firmer grasp on what's going on in your locker room.
When there's theft?
My pinball machine.
My pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas. I don't know where it's at. So I don't know where it's at.
That's so sad.
I love the idea, too, of the equipment guy walking in there and being like, oh, no, something's gone horribly wrong. I've got to tell the coach right away.
Right.
Coach. Everything's gone. What do you mean everything's gone? Everything's gone. The ping pong tables, the pinball machine, it's all gone.
My pinball machine.
And then, like, now that we know, or at least Harbaugh is saying, like, the idea of Harbaugh being like, what?
Yeah, right.
And then rushing out to make sure, where's my precious pinball machine?
See, I was,
Who's taking it?
I was thinking that the equipment guy would be like, wow, I guess Coach made a decision. Interesting. Hey, Coach, why'd you get rid of the stuff?
I ain't get rid of anything. What are you talking about? I don't know who the Tony Medlin is of Baltimore, but I imagine it's a guy like that, like, man, a lifetime guy that's been there forever, that walks in at 4:30 in the morning and is like, why is everything gone?
I just hope their coat drive is a success. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the funniest themed pinball machine? Because it wasn't just a generic pinball machine.
Adam's Family.
You mean my Star Wars pinball machine that I got you guys for Christmas?
Adam's Family's the best.
I'm going to go with Kiss. It's a Kiss pinball machine.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton's like, who the hell is Kiss? What is this about?
Who are famous Baltimore musicians that have pinball machines?
Oh, God. That's a good question.
Maybe it's a The Wire pinball machine.
Now, that would be awesome, because I know there is a Sopranos one that's out there that I'm currently saving up to purchase, maybe.
Maybe.
But if there was a Wire one, that'd be awesome.
Does Cisco have a pinball machine?
Yes, it's called the Thong pinball machine.
The Pin Thong
Somebody's
machine.
Reading Wikipedia.
I am. It's exactly right. I immediately went there. Maybe it's a Philip Glass pinball machine, the classical avant-garde composer. Probably not, though. I'm going to say probably not on that one, but you don't know.
I actually really like the idea of it being The Wire or Cisco. A Cisco. Could you imagine
the
that?
Cisco Kodo pinball machine.
That's different.
Maybe it was like a crab themed, you know?
Old Bay pinball.
Old Bay, make one.
Here's your crab cake pinball machine. Let's just throw out every other
Baltimore
stereotype about Baltimore while we're at it.
It was a
Baltimore.
It was a Barry Levinson movie pinball machine. It was a diner themed pinball machine. That's what it was.
Wait, there's no O in pinball. I'm trying to figure out how people from Baltimore would say pinball machine, because they have a very distinct accent. There in Baltimore. But either way,
that's sad. But he sounds disconnected, Lawrence. It's like, I guess as a coach, you want your veterans to take charge of things and take charge of the vibe. But if they're going to make a decision like that,
they should probably inform you.
That's what I'm saying.
But isn't this what Caleb is always talking about? The best teams are led by the players. And the players are like, get this. What if Roquan was like, hey, I know my leg doesn't work right now, but yeah. Get this pinball machine out of here.
Yeah, but Kyle Hamilton had this to say about it. It wasn't my decision. I didn't even realize the machines were gone. Guess it's kind of a big thing now. I don't know if that's really affecting us on the field too much, but if we felt like we needed to do that as a team, then I'm all for it. So he didn't even know about it either.
We got you, avid pinball fan, Kyle Hamilton. Wasn't my decision. I love it.
I love pinball.
He went on to say, I like Funhouse. That's an older machine, but if you find a new one, it's really, really good. Thanks, Kyle.
Is that like, you know, if things don't go well with the ratings, Mitch getting our golden tee up out of here? Or no, it'd be like me getting it out of here, right?
Speaking of that, I'm glad you brought this up.
Why doesn't it work?
No.
Oh.
I'm just using context clues here, where you leave the studio most breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I was coming back from getting a coffee myself at a break, and I heard,
yeah.
Do you have an ongoing running golden tee game that you pick up every break sometimes?
No, I do it every few days or so. I like to play closest to the pin because you can do that in two breaks.
Ah, okay.
It's nine shots. So, you know, I like to play closest to the pin.
Gotcha.
And then usually I'll underclub a shot and then yell MF in the hallway when I do that.
Is it clear your
He's
head?
Heading toward the drink.
Yeah.
Yep. Is it clear your head of some of the nonsense that goes on from here segment to segment? Is it a good palate cleanser?
I think anyone who's ever played Golden Tee will tell you that it is a great stress reliever to just hit the rolling ball and hit your shot. And you try not to overdo it because, you know, people break Golden Tee machines doing that. But yeah, I like it's a good quick game.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And it keeps me from Topgolf.
Yeah, well, there you go, because, well, that's dangerous out there.
It is.
That's seriously dangerous.
They also, on this version of Golden Tee that we have, they have a version of, like, Topgolf on it, too. You can play that game, too.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, you can play it straight, you can play closest to the pin, which is my favorite.
Is that dangerous?
What?
The version of Topgolf.
No, because they don't allow firearms in this building that we're in, so you got no problem there.
All right.
So yeah, but sometimes it's not even on, and that's the part I don't understand. It should be on all the time.
Yeah.
So why is it not on?
Lawrence, I can't imagine Lamar Jackson not playing in this game because they are 1-5 and because
this is the season.
You go 1-6, you're pretty much toast. I mean, going back to 1970, only four teams that started 1-5 reached the playoffs. Four teams ever.
Extra game helps.
Yes.
In that regard, where you've got more time, but you got to go 9-2.
Yeah, you got to go 9-2 from right now just to get to 10-7 and really give yourself a shot in a crowded AFC.
And now the AFC North, because Joe Flacco has stepped in for what was terrible quarterbacking for the Bengals, has allowed the Bengals to believe that they could kind of play this thing out for a little while and be a competitive team with all the very expensive pieces that they have that aren't named Joe Burrow.
Yeah, man. And it's like I kind of feel like that division is already lost to them. Am I crazy? Maybe not, because
I mean, don't the Steelers always kind of end up at 10-7?
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
And we'll see this weekend as Aaron Rodgers takes on Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And future Hall of Famer Micah Parsons.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's just because it's just the Steelers with the Bengals and the Browns. So maybe that division is, that's too soon to say that. You're right. But this is a massive, massive week in that regard. Texter suggests an Edgar Allan Poe pinball machine.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it just, nevermore. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is saying that
all
the time.
Oh, yeah.
They got a little telltale heart trap on there. That
messes
with your ball.
Yeah.
That raven squawking at you every time you hit the ball in a certain place. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, this has
been. Oh, I hit it in the cask of Amontillado.
Uh-oh.
What am I going to do now?
Now how much would you pay?
Yeah,
that's all of it. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's that. Big fun in Baltimore.
Yeah, well.
With the Reggie.
And just, it's just, it's going to.
A pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas.
Very sad.
Yeah, he is like, guys, I gave you this for Christmas.
Back to Alex, by the way. Alex,
this is Christmas.
Oh, it's beautiful. You're picking the Bears in this? Because I can't imagine picking the Bears in this game. But you're doing so, I'm sure, for purely strategic and thoughtful football-related reasons.
Not exactly. Oh. Sean Sears is ahead of me in the score pick'em, so he's at 6-0. I think he's going to take the Ravens this week. So.
Sean Sears, the sharp. Who knew?
I do believe that the Ravens have huge issues, and I'm not sure that they're going to be able to overcome them this year.
No, don't go twisting it into football reasons. Stand strong in what you said pre-show. It's game theory.
It's scheme.
It's purely scheme and game theory, and you're willing to put aside any
it's
true football logic.
It's this pinball machine. Yeah. I choose to believe that somebody stole it out of the locker room. There are some huge issues there.
What we all want to know is, how is Sean Sears doing? Is he chalk? Is he doing favorites every week? Is that what's going on here?
No.
You seem to have gamed him. You seem to know his strategy.
I just have a feeling.
Alex, I feel like it's a little too early for you to do that, though.
It is.
I 100% agree.
I feel like you should just be going with your gut right now.
Yes.
I don't feel like you should be chasing him for the top dog status.
Week 7. I mean, my God.
Week 8, but
well,
still.
Still 7th game.
Yeah. Running out of opportunities to catch up.
I don't believe that's true.
I don't believe
that's the case.
I don't think it's true either.
You will regret such things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.